News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Guess a program note is needed. Special time for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors tomorrow. We start at 10. Live from the Mobile Boat Show. More details on that coming up in just a second. 52 and beautiful on this Friday as we get started and heading for a high right in the upper 60s. Dr. Bill has details right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringoToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department on the scene at New Baybridge Road at I-165 Service Road. It's an accident with injuries, but the wreckers already there. Chilly start. You want to go outside and hit the heater on the way out, but so far no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. It's a good start coming in from the Eastern Shore. The Renaissance Hotel and Battle House Hotel and Spa hosting a joint job fair coming up tomorrow from 9 to 2. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair by going to renaissancemobilejobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Alicia, Service Coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, so he can take a victory lap when it comes to the next couple days. Weather-wise, looks pretty fantastic. Also, a reminder, we'll be at the Mobile Boat Show today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Guide's Corner. Hopefully, you get a chance to stop on in one of those days and come see us. We'll be there. Before you get into the big room that has all the boats right there on the right, you'll see our booth. And come visit with us before you go in and check out all that fiberglass. I was walking around yesterday as I set everything up, and high density of fiberglass. Fantastic.
Yeah. And you're going to be making sure your hands are clean, right, before you touch the boat. I know you're good at this.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that will go in with eating some chicken or something like that. And
eating it like a greasy pizza, and they go, let me check this boat out. Put some fingerprints on. The boat dealers love that.
Oh, yeah.
That's their favorite thing. we'll be there for Midday Mobile starting today at noon, and then the Guide's Corner throughout the weekend, and a special two-hour FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors from the boat show starts tomorrow at 10. All right, lots to do on today's show. Plus, we'll get that weekend weather scale from Dr. Bill. We'll talk to Alec Naaman, find out what's cooking this weekend. Maybe some chicken. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the recipe yet. Maybe it's chicken. Maybe we can get him to make it chicken.
I'm hoping it's chicken.
Fried chicken. I hope it's fried chicken. Okay, got my dreams here on this. Also on the way, you heard the story execution last night in the state of Alabama. Talk more about that. Also, the first cases of coronavirus now in our area. 9 positives in Florida. 1 in the Florida Panhandle, Pensacola specifically. Give you details on that coming up in just a second. And look at the oil prices. I guess that's one of the good stories about the erratic economy, right, or erratic market right now. And oil prices may make it back into the mid $40 a barrel within the next month. Give you more on that coming up in sports.
Former Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams arrested at LaGuardia Airport. I'll tell you why Quinnen Williams was arrested overnight.
Here we go.
And also a two-time MVP, Steph Curry, finally got back out on the court after missing 58 games, and he had a pretty good game himself, so that's what's coming up in sports.
All right, so Elizabeth Warren closed down the campaign, put the "We're closed" sign out front yesterday, but has yet to endorse Bernie Sanders. A lot of people wondering if that'll happen. Talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. And this is worth noting, number one, because it's an update on coronavirus. Number two, the World Health Organization, WHO, World Health Organization, applauds President Trump's administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
Really?
Now, let me point out, as a side note, wasn't it a lot of Democrats out there making a lot of hay, said the Trump administration is not ready to deal with this, they can't deal with this, they're ignorant to it, and WHO, not exactly a group that's a, you know, a inner circle Trump group. WHO applauds President Trump's response, the administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
See, all I've heard for the last 2 weeks is that the administration is dumb and has no chance against this virus.
Well, listen to this. Here's Jim Root from Westwood One with more.
Before we get to that dispute, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries that involve government leaders, healthcare professionals, and citizens, and not just leave it up to the healthcare professionals to address the coronavirus outbreak, are doing it right, and mentions specifically the U.S.
President Trump himself, and also for designating the vice president and making the response every citizen's business. These are the approaches we are saying are the right ones. If we do that, we can push back on this virus. We can be successful in the containment strategy.
Dr. Tedros says those countries that don't have this kind of comprehensive approach, and many do, he just singled out the U.S. as a prime example of one of the right ones, those who don't are setting themselves up for a widespread epidemic and could force the world into a pandemic. Yet some countries are already considering it a pandemic and say there is nothing that can be done. Dr. Tedros says that's not true. Containment still should be the focus.
The worst thing that can happen to any country or even any individual is giving up. So WHO is saying, don't give up.
It's not that countries should not prepare.
So activate your emergency plans through that whole government approach. Educate your public so that people know what the symptoms are and know how to protect themselves and others. Increase your testing capacity. Get your hospitals ready. Ensure essential supplies are available.
Now for that dispute, the WHO's death rate number of 3.4% is based on science and evidence. On Fox News, the president's death rate number of
way under 1%
is based on,
this is just my hunch.
He did say that hunch is based on, quote, a lot of people who do this, end quote, but didn't name who those people are. He also hinted that in spite of the WHO and CDC saying if you're sick, stay home, the president told Fox.
Some of them go to work, but they get better.
Again, healthcare professionals say if you're sick, stay home. I'm Jim Roop.
All right, 613 FM Talk 1065. Yeah, we don't have a lot of information yet, but in Pensacola, hospitalized, I think a 70-year-old man, they say, is positive for coronavirus. We'll watch more on the story if more information becomes available. All right, more headlines coming up in just a second with News 5.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo one-day sales event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, March 6th from 8 to 5 and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday the 6th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Highway 59 in Robertsdale.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The first case of coronavirus has been reported in the News 5 viewing area. Santa Rosa County man in his 70s is being treated at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. He had traveled internationally and is reportedly too sick to answer questions, but is isolated inside the hospital. 9 Florida residents have tested positive for the virus. 5 of those are quarantined outside the state. A murder suspect is in Metro Jail this morning awaiting a bond hearing. 26-year-old Christopher Kern is accused of beating a woman to death with a baseball bat. Deputies say it happened as the victim was in her own bed. Deputies identified the victim as Latasha Johnson. When they arrived, Kern was still there and was arrested. Deputies say they've been called to that same home in Irvington 3 times in the past year for domestic violence calls. Friends, family, and fellow officers gathered at Olive Baptist Church to honor Officer Stephen Grogan Thursday. The Pensacola police officer died last week after battling an aggressive form of brain cancer for the second time. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at southerncancercenter.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Alabama and current New York Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams was arrested last night after attempting to board a plane with a gun. According to a report from USA Today, Williams is facing a criminal possession of a weapon charge. Around 8:15 last night, Williams tried to board his flight at LaGuardia when the weapon was detected. The Port Authority police said that Williams was still being processed as of late Thursday night and that the Queens District Attorney will handle the matter going forward. The Jets did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Williams was the third overall pick in last year's draft after a dominant season at Alabama. He was limited by injuries in his rookie year with New York, finishing the season with 15 tackles, 13 assists, and 2.5 sacks. Longtime Philadelphia Eagles left tackle Jason Peters will test free agency for the first time in a while. The team will release Peters from his current contract when the new league year begins on March 18th. They said that it was a mutually agreed-to decision. The 38-year-old has spent the last 11 seasons as the Eagles' starting left tackle. He was named to the Pro Bowl 7 times during that span and 9 times overall in his career. In baseball news, ESPN reports that the Los Angeles Angels have fired their longtime visiting clubhouse manager for providing ball-doctoring substances to opposing pitchers. The MLB initially informed the Angels about a week ago about allegations that the manager, Brian Harkins, was providing illegal sticky substances in the visiting clubhouse that aided pitchers' abilities to grip the baseball. Harkins had been with the Angels organization for 30 years. In NBA news, free agent guard Deion Waiters is finalizing a deal to join the Los Angeles Lakers. Waiters played only 3 games this season for the Miami Heat because of suspensions and poor conditioning. In games last night, Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry played for the first time in 4 months in a 121-113 loss to Toronto.
Pascal with a mismatch on the smaller Lowry. Scott Hockett.
And Curry was back to nailing long-distance three-pointers. The two-time MVP scored 23 points with 7 assists and 7 rebounds in his return from a broken left hand. Norman Powell scored a career-high 37 points for Toronto in the Raptors' win. In other games, the LA Clippers beat Houston 120-105, Philadelphia defeated Sacramento 125-108, and Denver got past Charlotte 114-112. Here's the schedule for the final regular season SEC games tomorrow. At 11 a.m., number 17, Auburn, will play in Knoxville against Tennessee. You can hear the call from Auburn's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. At 11:30, Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. At noon, number 6, Kentucky plays at Florida. At 1 o'clock, LSU hosts Georgia. At 1:30, Alabama plays at Missouri. 3:30, Texas A&M hosts Arkansas. And at 5:30, Mississippi State hosts rival Ole Miss. In college baseball, South Alabama's on the road for a 3-game series against number 10-ranked Arkansas. Game 1 is this afternoon at 3 in Fayetteville. Number 25, Alabama, begins a 3-game series at home tonight against Lipscomb. And number 17, Auburn, begins a 3-game home series against Chicago State. South Alabama softball began conference play with a 3-game home series against Appalachian State. Game 1 is tonight at 6 at Jaguar Field. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest, near Greelot.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning for the load of the CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department at New Baybridge Road and I-65 Service Road. It's an accident with injuries, but wreckers are on the scene. But a good start so far across the Bayway, the Causeway, Spanish Fort and Daphne clear. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. You can see their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 55 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with a run-through of today's weather and the weekend. He'll join us around 6:35. We can go back for a second here because Dalton and I have a discussion. So Quinnen Williams gets – break it back down here.
Sorry. Okay, Quinnen Williams, a guy that all Alabama fans came to love over the last couple of years. He was drafted by the New York Jets last season, played a rookie year, had a lot of injuries. But last night, he was at LaGuardia Airport, boarding a plane around 8:15 last night, tried to get on the plane with a gun. So he was arrested and is now facing a criminal possession of a weapon charge. And while I was reading, one of the stories reported that Williams has a carry permit for the state of Alabama. And I was thinking, doesn't matter when you're boarding a plane. Right.
Yeah. Just understand that, if you have a concealed carry permit, right, or pistol permit, whatever people call it, that and I don't know I have to go check reciprocity with New York. We know that in the city it'd be I don't think there's any reciprocity. I don't think you can't have it in the city.
Right. Remember Plaxico Burress got in big trouble when he accidentally shot himself in the leg.
That's a whole other story. That's a municipal rule. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I as much as I'm, sensitive to our Second Amendment rights, you still have to be aware when a city or a county, and there's other states that don't recognize our concealed carry permit. Most do. There's, if you go online, there's reciprocity maps. Mm-hmm. Before I travel, I look, make sure the states I'm in recognize Alabama's concealed carry permit, which I may or may not have. I probably don't have a gun.
Yeah,
I don't
probably
know
not.
No, I don't know which end of the gun the little thing that says bang comes out of. But if I did, I might have some knowledge of this. And anywhere that anywhere back here in Alabama, if a place has a magnetometer, like airports do, or Government Plaza does, you can't conceal and carry in there. It's in the rule book. If you look at the little thing you get with your concealed carry permit, and that you see what the law is. If a place offers, if they're going to tell you you can't conceal and carry, then their job is to protect you there. In an airport, in Government Plaza, you'll have police officers in there, whatever, armed police officers. That's the trade-off. So if there's a magnetometer at a place, they're telling you no concealed carry inside, obviously, because they're gonna scan you going in. So there's a lot of discussions of the places you can carry. Even if somebody puts a sign up says you can't carry in a place, you still can. Okay? You still can. If they find it out, they can remove you for trespassing. But if a place says you can't carry and they have a magnetometer and armed security there, you can't take your gun in there.
To me, it's just wild that people still don't know about the airplane rule, that you can't take a weapon on the air. You can check it, right? You can check your luggage with the weapon.
Well, you have to have it stored separately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you get to the airport, you have to declare the firearm. You have to have a certain kind of case that your long arm or your handgun would go into. Locking case. You have TSA locks. So I hear. You have TSA locks on compliance, so they don't have to cut your lock. Because
mm-hmm.
a TSA lock, they have a way to get into it, but you can still set the little 3 or 4-digit code, on there to send the firearm. Sure, and it can go in the belly of the plane, and you're just fine. But in the there's no situation, unless you're an air marshal or something, there's no situation, none, zero, care what concealed carry permit you have, that you go walking on through TSA with a firearm. Do we need to have this conversation in 2020? Is this still a thing that's unknown to people?
I didn't think we did. We rag on football. It seems like football players do it more than any other group of people. And I hate to rag on them, but we've seen so many stories.
I don't, because it's true. Quit being a dummy.
But, you know, if you look at the stats, apparently there are a lot of people that try to take their guns on airplanes and end up having them confiscated.
Now, I've had this lament before. I told you the very dramatic event in my life that has caused much pain through the decades is losing a Leatherman multi-tool at the Pensacola Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Still, that's been like 17 years ago. It still sticks with me because I was in a position where I had to go clear TSA, but, you know, had to get on the flight then, and I had left the bag I brought. I hadn't checked all the stupid pockets there, and from some other trip, I had a beautiful Leatherman, which I love the multi-tool, sitting in there, and they say, you need to come over here. Oh, okay. And they pull out the Leatherman, and I'm like, I didn't open that side pocket on this bag before I did. And they said, well, what do you want to do? And they put it in this basket of things to get it.
Oh,
and I remember walking down Pensacola Airport, looking back behind me going, you know, like some kind of sad Sarah McLachlan music playing in the background, and me saying, I'll always love you, or something like that to my Leatherman, and it went away. But no, you cannot, don't tell me, oh, well, I didn't know, I have a concealed, that story saying he has, it does not matter if he has a concealed carry permit. That doesn't mean you get to get on the airplane with your firearm. Come on, man. All right. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Our own Dr. Bill Williams joins us here in just a few minutes, and we check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man convicted of killing 3 Birmingham police officers has been executed despite pleas to spare his life. Nathaniel Woods died by lethal injection just after 9 o'clock Thursday night. Many advocates, including Martin Luther King Jr. III and Kim Kardashian West, called on Governor Kay Ivey to intervene. A temporary stay of execution was issued around 5:40 p.m., but was lifted 2 hours later. The families of 2 girls killed in a car accident last year plan to file a lawsuit against several law enforcement agencies. 15-year-old Samara Cook and 18-year-old Dalia Gibson were killed when their car hit a utility pole on Highway 95 in Escambia County, Florida. A lawsuit was filed against Florida Highway Patrol, the Pensacola District Commander, Escambia County Coroner, and others in 2 funeral homes after the families learned the girls' bodies were misidentified. 2 Alabama colleges make an agreement to help students wanting to earn a 4-year degree. Leaders at Alabama State and Coastal Alabama Community College signed an agreement to make it easier for students to transfer credit between the schools. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So, little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
World stock markets have slipped after yesterday's sharp drop on Wall Street. Asian stocks closed down, European shares fell in early trading, and U.S. futures are down this hour from 2.1 to 2.6%, pointing to another possibly bad day as soon as it opens on Wall Street. Christine Romans is monitoring the markets in New York.
Yesterday, almost 1,000 points in the Dow. Those are hundreds of points, in some cases, 1,000-point swings in the market. If you take it all together, you know, I hate the cliche of a roller coaster on Wall Street. This time it actually is a cliche you can use. A lot of whipsaw action, but taken on balance, it's mostly red. It's not a lot of green there.
President Trump today will sign the $8.3 billion measure sent to him by Congress in emergency funding to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. The money will pay for a multifaceted attack on a virus that is spreading more widely every day, sending financial markets spiraling and potentially threatening the U.S. economy. The U.S. death toll now, 14. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Costco reported stronger quarterly sales than analysts are expecting, thanks in part to a boost the company received from consumers stocking up at its stores to prepare for a more widespread outbreak of the coronavirus. Costco says the impact boosted its monthly same-store sales for February by 3%. For the month, sales were up 12.1%. Throngs of shoppers have flocked to Costco stores across the country to stock up on water, paper towels, sanitizing wipes, and other household goods. Morgan Stanley expects the virus travel slowdown to pose a potentially significant disruption to earnings and free cash flow at car rental companies Hertz and Avis Budget. Recent announcements of canceled flights and business conferences present a tough macro travel environment for the rentals. It doesn't see a recovery scenario taking place until 2021 and says car rental companies may reduce the size of their fleets due to the travel drop-off. On Wall Street, futures sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-885-6633 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-885-6633. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
The 22nd Annual Business Expo and Job Fair is coming Thursday, May 7th to the grounds. If your business would like to meet with job seekers, consumers, and showcase your products and services, take advantage of the early bird registration special offering a $45 savings. Join FM Talk 106.5 and be a part of the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. Call the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission at 652-0585 or visit sarpc.org for more information on the largest comprehensive business expo and job fair. May 7th.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a great morning. It looks beautiful out there. A few clouds out there, but a nice start to our Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a sunny day, and we're going to warm up nicely at about 65 degrees this afternoon. So it looks like really some great weather. A high-pressure area now building over from the Great Plains right into our area. It's going to give us a rather nice day. A little bit breezy, especially through the morning, out of the north, around 10 to 20 miles per hour, and then it should slowly subside tonight. But we're in for some cold temperatures for tomorrow morning. We're going to get a lot cooler air moving in today, and as a result, tonight down to around 36 degrees, so mid-30s tonight. That means some areas will get down pretty close to freezing tomorrow morning. As for the weekend, really good. Sunny skies and about 62, 63 degrees for Saturday. And then Sunday, another sunny day, a little warmer, up to 68 degrees. Now, after that, we start to get the moisture back in. Wind out of the south on Monday, it'll be partly cloudy, up to 72. And then on Tuesday, good chance for showers with a high in the mid-70s. And we'll see a few showers in the forecast for Wednesday, but still in the mid-70s. So the cool spell coming in, it's not going to last very long, and then it's back to warm weather for next week.
Yeah, I was setting up at the Mobile Boat Show yesterday and talking to people who were coming by, setting up as well. And they said, Dr. Bill the other day talked about the rainfall in Birmingham and North, because we're looking at the Mobile River right there behind us at the convention center. They said, Dr. Bill was talking about the rainfall in Birmingham. And he said that they had like 10 more inches than us in the same month. I said, yeah. And was I right about that? Didn't you say it was, what was Birmingham's?
Around close to 25 inches of rain now for the year. That means for January and February and up to current situation. And that's more than 14 inches above normal for this time of the year for Birmingham.
No wonder, yeah. No wonder we're flooded like this down here. And also, I want to kind of run through getting more information in now after the Nashville tornadoes, and plural, right? Mm-hmm. More than one here on this, and some very strong winds.
Yeah, right now it looks like most of that activity was a Category 3, although there looks like some locations could possibly up to a Category 4, but most of it has been a 3, and that's a pretty severe damage, as you've probably seen in some of the aerial aerial photographs. And the track of this tornado activity was something like over 50 miles. And it's not quite as strong a tornado outbreak as we hit Tuscaloosa a few years back, where we had some Category 4s, and we may be on a Category 5 in that, but at least Category 4s. And the highest wind estimates for Nashville area looks like up to around 160, 165 miles per hour.
Wow.
And that's pretty strong. And it's a very unfortunate situation, and it's the first time in a long time that we've had tornado activity come right across a very heavily populated area. And in this case, of course, Nashville and just the outlying areas from the immediate downtown. So most often these tornadoes seem to occur out in the areas, and that's fortunate that the current areas are not well populated, but in this case, a different story.
You know, you mentioned that, and I think people just talk about this anecdotally and say there must be some reason cities or, you know, metropolitan areas don't get hit as much. There's no scientific reason, right? It's just rolling the dice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just a chance thing that it would go through this close to the downtown central business district.
Well, all right, Dr. Bill, I'm going to let you talk to folks about where they can pick up their 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and then I'm going to add one in that you didn't even know, all right?
Well, yeah, we're getting now into the boating season, and we have all the tide table, all the information you need, and of course, we're also getting close to hurricane season. It's not too far off, and we have a lot of information on hurricanes as well as a tracking chart. You'll find them at Hancock Whitney Banks on the Eastern Shore, and also here in Mobile, and here in Mobile at West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And you're over in the Eastern Shore, you can check them out at Old Time Garden Supply, and they're also available over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, and let me add to that, for the next 3 days at the Mobile Boat Show, where we'll be at the Guide's Corner, we'll have copies of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. So another place to stop and get them.
Excellent.
All right. So you can and come by, and Dr. Bill will get you booked for an autograph session.
Okay.
He's throwing stuff at me now. Thanks, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Sean.
All right, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And, yeah, so we'll have copies of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac down there, the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers. I hauled a big Rubbermaid box of those down yesterday and the floating keychain. So combined, and say, hey, I'd like to get one of those Huggers. I'd like to get that keychain. We'll hook you up.
Listen, maybe we can get Dr. Bill to do autographs, but I'm still lobbying for a live reading. I want to get the live reading of the Weather and Marine Almanac.
You want the audiobook version
yes.
of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac?
I think it'd be fantastic.
All right, Dr. Bill, that's Dalton you'll throw the stuff at now. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. And we talk about the Nashville tornadoes. A lot of people by now have seen the drone fly over.
Mm-hmm.
And it is it's jaw-dropping, and it's very reminiscent to me, even those tornadoes weren't as strong as the Tuscaloosa tornadoes. It's reminiscent of what it looked like in those aerial shots from Tuscaloosa back then. It's just whole areas. I mean, there'll be a home kind of there or not there, and then there's like, you can tell it's a neighborhood, but you go like lot after lot after lot, and there's nothing. And then there's like one house that's got a little bit of it, and then nothing, and then a house, and then nothing.
Yeah, it seems like well-built houses
yes.
that were expected to be there for years and years and years just completely torn apart from the ground up. And some of the latest info from that deadly tornado outbreak, they said now that 25 people have died from those tornadoes, and yesterday they were reporting that at least 244 people had been transported to hospitals with injuries. So just a massive massive amount of casualties from this. And 18 of those came from Putnam County, but remember, this happened overnight, so not a whole lot of time to foresee what was coming or get into a safe spot.
No, I'm very proud. What did you do the other day after my rant?
I went ahead and bought an emergency weather radio.
Fantastic. Makes me
it's
happy.
It's been
man.
Too long.
Because, I mean, yes, you'll have it on your phone, too, on your smartphone. A lot of them be enabled, and they'll go off with these alerts, but you put that weather radio in. It's an inexpensive piece of equipment. It has a battery backup and it plugs in, and it is, you set it for good and loud and have it in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. So when it, because those tornadoes hit in Nashville at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Okay. Y'all, seriously, y'all just, I don't harp on many things, but that's when I do. So there we go. I'm off my soapbox. Traffic is next.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really? Will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute. And you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyatmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Still working the accident. New Bay Bridge Road at I-165 Service Road. Again, it's an accident with injuries. Wreckers are still there. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. And a nice ride for the 1065 split from Rangeline out towards Theodore Dawes Road. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up next Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. Children 7 and under are free. You can find them on Facebook. See them at Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 644 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along with us on this Friday. And next hour, Dr. Bill will have that weekend weather scale. And yeah, another reminder, you've been looking for your 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, which is one of the goodies you'll get when you stop by the Guides Corner at the Mobile Boat Show.
Yeah, we've had 2 weekend weather scales in a row in the high 1.8s. So I'm really looking forward to this coming one. Maybe we'll keep the streak rolling.
Pretty heady stuff. We'll see if we can do it. With Elizabeth Warren calling it quits for her presidential campaign, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are the 2 main candidates left on the Democratic side. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
It was perhaps simply a question of when Senator Elizabeth Warren would end her bid for the Democratic nomination, and after telling staffers, she spoke with reporters.
But I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who have gotten short end of the stick over and over.
Warren's poor Super Tuesday showing left her with just 61 delegates total, while Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders rose to the top of the battle. Warren and Sanders vied for the same hard progressive voters, but clashed over whose idea of Medicare for all was better. The main question was whether she would endorse either man.
Not today. I need some space around this, and want to take a little time to think a little more.
Elizabeth Warren entered the presidential contest in February of last year, a few days before Bernie Sanders officially announced, but he had never really stopped running after 2016, stringing along his hardcore followers. So they sought the same base, one that Sanders actually commanded still. Warren and Sanders suffered a bit by trying to outdo each other on Medicare for All with its large price tag. In her Cambridge driveway with husband Bruce Mann, Warren skirted the question of whether there is sexism in presidential politics.
And I wonder what your message would be to the women and girls who feel like we're left with two white men.
I know. And all those little girls who are going to have to wait 4 more years.
It leaves Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hope someday the U.S. will be willing to elect a woman as president. Still, she knows it's an uphill battle, changing political patterns of centuries.
There's a certain element of misogyny that is there, and some of it isn't really mean-spirited. It just isn't their experience.
President Trump using nicknames in his reaction on Twitter. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, who was going nowhere except into Minnie Mike's head, just dropped out of the Democrat primary 3 days too late. She cost Crazy Bernie at least Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Texas, probably cost him the nomination, came in third in Mass. Bob Costantini, Washington.
To me, the most important word in the world is dignity. There are certain God-given rights to be fed, to have shelter, medicine, and clothing. When many of our clients come to us, they face the great risk of losing much of what they have, in some cases, losing everything. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In one instant, an accident, a natural disaster, or the intentional acts of others can threaten our dignity. Whether it's the loss of a paycheck, paying medical bills, enduring a life of pain and suffering, or a claim with your own insurance company, or a business dispute, and you can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour, your dignity hangs in the balance. You only pay us if we recover for you. Let my firm fight for you, your family, and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The first case of coronavirus has been reported in the News 5 viewing area. Santa Rosa County man in his 70s is being treated at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. He had traveled internationally and is reportedly too sick to answer questions, but is isolated inside the hospital. 9 Florida residents have tested positive for the virus. 5 of those are quarantined outside the state. A murder suspect is in Metro Jail this morning awaiting a bond hearing. 26-year-old Christopher Kern is accused of beating a woman to death with a baseball bat. Deputies say it happened as the victim was in her own bed. Deputies identified the victim as Latasha Johnson. When they arrived, Kern was still there and was arrested. Deputies say they've been called to that same home in Irvington 3 times in the past year for domestic violence calls. Friends, family, and fellow officers gathered at Olive Baptist Church to honor Officer Stephen Grogan Thursday. The Pensacola police officer died last week after battling an aggressive form of brain cancer for the second time. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Former Alabama and current New York Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams was arrested last night after attempting to board a plane with a gun. According to a report from USA Today, Williams is facing a criminal possession of a weapon charge. Around 8:15 our time last night, Williams tried to board his flight at LaGuardia when the weapon was detected. The Port Authority police said that Williams was still being processed as of late Thursday night, and that the Queens District Attorney will handle the matter going forward. The Jets did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Williams was the third overall pick in last year's NFL draft after a dominant season at Alabama. He was limited by injuries in his rookie season with New York, finishing the year with 15 tackles, 13 assists, and 2.5 sacks. In baseball news, ESPN reports that the Los Angeles Angels have fired their longtime visiting clubhouse manager for providing ball doctoring substances to opposing pitchers. The MLB initially informed the Angels about a week ago about allegations that the manager, Brian Harkins, was providing illegal sticky substances in the visiting clubhouse that aided pitchers' abilities to grip the baseball. Harkins had been with the Angels organization for 30 years. In the NBA last night, Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry played for the first time in 4 months in a 121-113 loss to Toronto.
Haskell with a mismatch on the smaller Lowry. Scott Hackett.
Curry started back where he left off, draining unreal three-point shots. The two-time MVP scored 23 points with 7 assists and 7 rebounds in his return from a broken left hand. Norman Powell scored a career-high 37 for Toronto in the Raptors' win. In other games, L.A. beat Houston 120-105. The Clippers from L.A. Philadelphia defeated Sacramento 125-108, and Denver got past Charlotte 114-112. Tomorrow is the final day of regular season games in the SEC. At 11 a.m., number 17, Auburn will play in Knoxville against Tennessee. You can hear the call from Auburn's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. And at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, Alabama will play at Missouri. In college baseball, South Alabama is on the road for a 3-game series against number 10-ranked Arkansas. Game 1 is this afternoon at 3 o'clock in Fayetteville. Number 25, Alabama, will begin a 3-game series at home tonight against Lipscomb. And number 17, Auburn, begins a 3-game home series against Chicago State. In softball, South Alabama begins conference play with a 3-game home series against Appalachian State. Game 1 is tonight at 6 at Jaguar Field. It's 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
What are you allowed? Are you allowed to use anything on the baseball to grip the baseball anymore?
I think you can use, you know, they got that bag of chalk right out there on the mound, but any of the sticky tar or rosin
you can't.
And that's what this manager, clubhouse manager, was providing the other team with. So talk about a traitor. He was giving the other team some resin to use out there on the mound.
All right. Open invitation, if they can clear it, because we're doing some timber cutting right now. You could just stand out in our woods right now, and you'll have sticky sap all over you. You don't have to even touch anything. There's so much sap out there. You just walked out the other day. I didn't think I touched anything. I stuck to my seat of my truck when I got home. Strange. All right, coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center at Airport Boulevard, just west of Dyke Road. They've got a single vehicle accident. Also still clearing New Bay Bridge Road at the I-165 service road. State troopers there at Ashton Road and Airport as well. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. Across the street from the golf course, offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, they may be able to help. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by The Maids. Referred for so many reasons. We've been working with The Maids since back in October. And I'm seriously, y'all, life changer here for us on having a clean house and having time back in our schedule. That's one of the two things you get. Number one, you're thinking about The Maids cleaning your house. Yes, you get a very clean house and everything from baseboards to ceiling fans and everything in between. Plus, they're running their vacuums, the HEPA filtration vacuums that get 99% of all dust, allergens, bacteria, pollen, pet dander, and other pollutants out of your home. Think about this. The HEPA filters trap airborne allergens and potential toxins as small as 1/210th of a human hair. They use a 5-stage HEPA filtration system, helps reduce colds, allergic reactions, and asthma attacks. All right, and on top of that, you get time back in your schedule because you're not vacuuming, you're not sweeping, you're not dusting, and now you have more time for work or family, doing your hobbies, whatever it is. Get a free estimate right now and see what I've been talking about with The Maids. 344-6626. 344-6626. Get the gift of clean and the gift of time with The Maids. You can also just Google The Maids for Mobile and Baldwin County, but if you got a second to jot their number down, 344-6626. All right, and another thing happening this weekend, not just the boat show, and this is going to affect everybody, I'm sure, on our schedule. I need to tell all the guides they'll be at the Guides Corner on Sunday. We change our clocks on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Daylight saving time starts this weekend, so you've got, of course, to do the change of the clocks, but also there are other things you should also do this weekend. This is these, you know, what do you check twice a year? Change the batteries in your smoke alarm, mm-hmm. right, and your carbon monoxide detectors. So this is a good weekend to do that. You change your clocks, so change your batteries. Also restock your emergency kit if you don't already have a stocked emergency kit at home. Might be more important now with coronavirus or whatever going on to make sure you have one, so put that together over the weekend. This one, Sullivan family is just now getting up back home, says clean out your refrigerator, pantry, and medicine cabinet. That's never been a source of contention in my house.
No.
They said it's a good time to declutter all your food, medicine, and supplements. Also, flip your mattress. Some mattresses should be flipped twice a year to avoid irregular wear. In other words, hollering out of place in the middle.
Yes.
It's easy to remember if you do it the same weekend, you change your clock. So some things that go along with setting the clocks. Daylight saving time starts this weekend.
So we're springing forward, right?
That's right. My favorite time. I wish we'd stay on DST year-round. I'll go on that rant here in a little while, but DST is the right time for us. Just saying.